In place of the Basin Street program usually heard at this time, we bring you servicemen and women of the United Nations, a rebroadcast of the Connie Boswell Show.
The Connie Boswell Show. Yes, out of the heart of New York, into the heart of all America comes Connie Boswell, with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Jack Pepper, and yours truly, Jack McCarthy. And here comes Connie Boswell herself.
On the right side of the Jordan, there he be. On the wrong side of the Jordan, there he be. With the devil for his boss, he will never get across. To the right side of the Jordan, nursery. Lord, he's a lazy, loafing, trifling, moping man. With his gambling, cheating, beating who he can. But on the great revival day, when the judgment's given away, on the wrong side of the Jordan, there he be. Oh, the preacher done told him that his soul is black as coal. Yeah, the preacher done told him that his soul is black as coal. All the ladies in the town, now they know he's Hades bound. But the preacher done told him that his soul is black as coal. Cross that old river Jordan, and they'll never, never sing a heavey.
Thank you, and hello there. This is Connie Boswell rolling out the old welcome carpet again. Well, Mr. Whiteman?
Yes, Miss Boswell?
Paul, you're looking right smart tonight in that new spring suit.
Oh, just a little thing I sewed together in my spare time with a couple of old knitting needles.
Well, it's sure a bonny, bright, broad, brown suit. Scottish, isn't it?
Aye, it's a Loch Lomond tweed.
Loch Lomond?
Aye. The vest takes the high road, the pants take the low road, and your wife's in your pockets. A for you.
And a for you forget, Paul. We've got a song coming up. Folks, each week I try to select a song that's most requested by the servicemen. But this week we've received as many requests from the folks at home as we have from the boys in uniform for a song that's both old and new. I'll Get By. Here it is, friends. A song that came back. I'll get by. As long as
what care I? Dear, I'll get by as long as I
folks, you know, of some men, they say, he's one in a thousand. Of some men, they say, he's one in a million. But now we bring you a man who was probably one in a raffle. Here he is, Jack Pepper.
Hello, Connie. Have you been over to Madison Square Garden to see the circus?
Well, I haven't gotten around to that yet, Jack.
It's wonderful this year, honey. I took my girl over this afternoon. I was so excited, I paid for my own ticket. I really took my girl to look at all the freaks, but I didn't have to. All the freaks came over to look at her. I don't see my girl as homey, but one elephant turned to another and said, what's the use of having such good memories if we have to remember a face like hers? But back to the circus, you've got to give those elephants credit for one thing, though. Long before the war started, they were wearing gas masks. You know what my girl said to me, Connie? She said, no wonder they call them elephants. Look how big they are. And speaking of elephants, reminds me of Paul Whiteman. You may not believe this, but Paul used to keep a giraffe in his hotel room.
Oh, now, Jack, how could Paul keep a giraffe in his hotel room?
He had a room with a chimney. Can you hear me talking, Pops?
I can hear every word.
I walked over to the bearded lady and I said, what in the world ever made you become a bearded lady? She said, I had a beard. But the bearded lady was in a bad mood. She had a permanent and the wires got crossed with a police radio and she spent 2 hours trying to comb flat top out of her beard. There was a little pygmy there, billed as Tarzan Jr. He was swinging from bush to bush. Well, that one laid there, didn't it? They even had Jimmy Durante over there. Of course, you know what Jimmy is. Half man, half nose. All the celebrities were there, too. Dorothy Moore looked beautiful. She was sitting with Mary LaGuardia, but nobody paid any attention to him. Who could be bothered with an air raid siren when they were watching a jungle siren? But the mayor had a good time. He enjoyed himself, really, until the fire eater breathed on him. Then the little flower wilted. I just found out my cousin is a freak. His mother wrote me that he grew another foot. And is she worried? She doesn't know where she's going to get the extra shoe. Who wrote this? You know, I used to be a tightrope walker in the circus myself, but I lost my job. One day I was tight and the rope wasn't. And then I fall. And my little nephew climbed into the lion's cage and he ate the lion. I said, why did you eat the lion? He said, I didn't have enough points for the elephants. All the people were gathered in front of one cage. Hundreds of them came in from miles around just to see it. Guess what it was? A civilian. Well, we took a ride on the merry-go-round, and I heard one horse say to the other, gee, this is monotonous. We go round and round and don't get any place. And the other horse said, yeah. It reminds me of when I used to run for Bing Crosby. But best of all was to see Paul Whiteman as a barker in front of one of the freak shows. Come on, Paul, let's hear one of your spiels. Wait till you hear Pops bark.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. See Madame Gaga. She walks like a woman, talks like a woman, and eats like a woman.
Gee, what was it?
A woman. Can you hear me talking, Pops?
I can hear the words you say. You know, they say that the circus was made immortal by P.T. Barnum's famous slogan, there's one born every minute. Of course, he was running a rabbit farm at the time. Speaking of freaks, I've been asked to sing a little song, if Daddy will cook it up for me.
Oh, it's smoking right smack dab up on the old front burner.
Then this is... I must have been a beautiful baby. I must have been a beautiful child. They showed me to my father. They showed me to my mother. I nearly drove the old folks wild. My father said, good gosh, what is it? Is it something we should keep or drown? Just imagine their surprise when I opened up my eyes. The doctor said, now don't you frown. You really got a beautiful baby, but you're looking at him upside down. You hear me talking? You're looking at him upside down.
right now, it's Connie Boswell and tonight's Forever and Ever song.
Friends, it isn't very often that a songwriter is lucky enough to write a song that all America take into their hearts to keep there forever and ever. But it isn't luck at all when a man writes many such songs. I'm speaking, of course, of our own Irving Berlin. While he has written many songs that will be with us for a long, long time, one of his greatest has found a permanent place in the true pattern of Americana. Tonight's Forever and Ever song is Easter Parade. In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade. On the avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the Rota Review. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter Now, look, how's about forgetting music for a moment and getting real serious?
Well, what's on your mind, Connie?
Well, I've been doing some deep thinking, Paul. Men have a growing responsibility in this changing world. Why, before long, men may be taking care of babies.
I can see the change coming.
No, really, Paul. If you'll bring Jack Pepper and Jack McCarthy to my School of Domestic Science for Men, I'll show you what I mean.
Well, we're practically smack dab there right now.
Men, would you like to know how to cook your own meals, darn your own socks, clean your own house? You would? Are you a bunch of dopes? But join us here at Connie Boswell's School of Domestic Science for Men. Act now! Save $10, and within 30 days, you'll be able to say to your friends, "Boy, was I a sucker!" Now listen now to the pupils as they sing their happy theme.
Nigel, Connie, Barbara, Nigel, we cook and we sew and we
music
wear.
We're also
learning a baby care.
You are my bashful grown-up boy, never too old to play with toys.
We're here for the works.
A bunch of jerks at Connie Boswell.
Gentlemen, we'll start tonight's class with some light exercises. Class, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Now throw away those cigarettes. Now for our touch the toes exercise.
Oh, teacher, do we have to do that silly thing?
We certainly do. Everybody ready? Bend over.
Me too.
Yes, you too. Now touch your toes.
Me?
Yes, you, Paul. Is everybody holding his toes? Go.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home.
Wait a minute. This ain't gonna come out even.
Why, you got 10 toes, haven't you?
Sure, I've got 10 toes. 7 on one foot and 3 on the other.
Teacher, look what I bought. A nice new shiny apple.
Where I come from, the kids used to eat the apple and bring the teacher the worms.
Quiet, gentlemen. Our main theme this evening will be the care and treatment of babies. Paul Whiteman, you have your hand raised. What is it?
Well, in the care of the baby, you must remember that a baby cries for only 3 things.
Very good. What are they?
A pin is sticking him.
Mm-hmm.
He's hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, it's one of those 3 things.
Paul? You must have been a very cute baby yourself.
Oh, I was.
What happened?
Jack Pepper, please.
Paul, you must have made a very cute little picture.
Sitting in your carriage, being pushed along by your mother, father, and 4 or 5 mules.
What about yourself? You were no prize package.
Oh, yeah, I have you know that until I was 10 years old, I was a bottle baby. Then I pushed the cork out and graduated from Harvard.
Teacher, I'd like to ask a question. Tell me, should my wife's lunchbox contain freshly prepared food?
Oh, by all means, Jack McCarthy. Tell me, at your house, what do you do with the leftovers?
Feed them to my mother-in-law. But the dog objects many times to sharing his plate.
Now, stop being silly, Jack. Gentlemen, I'd like to be asked more intelligent questions.
Okay, then how can one set a good example for the older children?
Dress neatly, mind your table manners. For instance, if you see a speck on your knife, lower it below the edge of the table before wiping it with the napkin.
That wouldn't work at Paul Whiteman's house.
And why not?
The minute the silverware gets out of sight, he starts shooting.
I think we'd better get back to the main subject, the care of babies.
By the way, Pepper, how old is your new baby?
He's 2 weeks old.
Should you be walking around so soon?
Wait a minute, you guys. I'm interested in this subject. Now, teacher, I'd like to know the proper way to bubble a baby.
Hold it over your shoulder and pat its little back.
Gee, I've been doing it all wrong.
Why? How have you been bubbling the baby?
I've been feeding the kid bromo seltzer.
Teacher, I have a problem.
This is case number 424365.
What is it, Paul?
Did you read about that violin player having quadruplets?
Say, that's a coincidence. A violin has four strings and he had four children.
Paul, you better quit playing that eight-string guitar.
Hello? Oh, I see. Goodbye.
Who was it?
Papa Dione. He's learning to play the harp.
Teacher, I have another problem.
This is still case number 424365.
What is it, Paul?
I understand you're supposed to feed a baby warm milk.
Mm-hmm.
And I simply can't heat the milk for the baby.
Why not?
I can't get the cow to stay in the pot.
Gentlemen, that will be all for today. Now suppose you sing the class song and go on back home to your family.
If the baby's teeth come into sight, if you don't treat the bottle just right, if you don't walk the floor through the night, when you and little wifey have a fight,
as one Siamese twin said to the other, or as the other Siamese twin said to the other one, do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of anyone's room is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you could take the word of others you've heard, then I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory. Another arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will. Does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory. Another arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me.
Thank you.
Armed Forces Radio Service.